Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Colin Sullivan is with me in studio this Wednesday afternoon to take a look at some of the good news that's happening here at home and across the world. How's things?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, oh, it's nicely kicking into summer season.
It really is. The sun is shining. I think next week's to be even better. Yeah. So we can look forward to that as well.
I have to say, I wasn't too impressed when I heard this earlier.
In my native Ireland, sure I love my County Kerry, and that's where one day I'll be.
Yes, County Kerry, Andrea. People say the only time you go down to heaven is when you go down to Kerry.
Oh, stop. Go on.
Well, I suppose my granddad was from Kerry, so I have a lot of love for the county, but they're getting their own Monopoly board.
Yeah, but they beat Donegal is the headline I took from this today to win the Monopoly.
That's the only thing you took from it. Yes, Hasbro, who make the board game Monopoly, have announced that Monopoly County Kerry Edition is going to be brought out next year. It's going to celebrate the most iconic landscapes, attractions, cultural landmarks and organisations around the county. So, you know Monopoly, it causes havoc every year in people's houses.
I actually love it, you know.
Yeah, no, do you know what? I do too. I love the bit of havoc it causes, the bit of drama. But they're obviously bringing out this new board game next year. 30 Kerry landmarks and organisations are going to be on the board. A county, I suppose, that we know is rich in kind of like heritage. It's very Irish, very green. It's all that. It's the Wild Atlantic Way. But not only that, people are being asked to enter their own ideas for the board game.
I enjoy that part. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, like you say, they did beat out a couple of counties for this. There were six in the running: Kerry, Donegal, Tipperary, Tyrone, Wexford and Wicklow. So I think out of those, I think Wicklow, Donegal and Kerry would have been my top three to get that. There's a lot going on in them three counties, in my opinion.
I heard them, Gerry O'Sullivan from Radio Kerry was talking to Claire earlier, you know, that it's basically Kerry ticked every box, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's what the makers at Winning Moves, who make Hasbro, said. Kerry ticked every box for them as well. It was just one of those counties. When I think of Kerry, I think of the Ring of Kerry, Dingle, all them kind of different things. You'll see the
Where is going to be Mayfair? Like, that's the big question. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
The big expensive place. Somewhere in Clarny, I'd say, in my head. The Europe or something like that.
There'll have to be some fancy road or something. Somewhere in Killarney it'll be located.
Well, obviously the Rose of Tralee we'll also see in there. Torque Waterfall, J.M. Reedy's in Killarney comes to mind. I think the icons will be a nice touch if they can, you know, the little pieces you move around the board. I think a rose might be nice there.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
A goat for the Puck Fair.
Yeah.
A football, obviously, because Kerry are excellent at football.
Right, yeah.
And possibly fungi.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I think they're kind of a four that come to my head anyway. Yeah. The chance and community cards are going to be included with kind of Kerry
that's a great idea,
twists as well. And maybe people said, they all, one suggestion online says that if you drove the wrong way around Slayhead, you have to go back three spaces.
That's brilliant. Yeah, listeners, I'm sure, will get in touch with their own suggestions that they'd like to see included on the Kerry Monopoly board. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Now, Andrea, moving on, are you a fan of a limited edition crisp?
The fancy ones they bring out.
Yeah, they make a new one, or do you like the OG?
No, I'm kind of just an OG person. Well, I like a cheap crisp.
Me too.
I don't like a posh crisp.
No posh crisp around here. Well, try these.
All right, go on.
What are
these?
The new limited edition.
This is Tato Candy Floss. Limited edition.
I don't think anyone will put them together.
Do you want me to try them here now?
Yes, absolutely. Open them on air there now. God, and give us a
smell of them straight away.
There is a strong
candy floss crisps.
I wouldn't put them two together now, to be honest. Now, what do you think of them?
They're wild. Oh my God.
Yeah. To me, they kind of,
they're like a very sweet, ready salted.
They're a poor man's sweet chili, I think.
Yeah, that's not a bad description. I would think they're a very, very light-handed, cheap, ready, salted crisp that you get abroad.
It's a very, very crazy combination. So, Tato have brought out this candy floss flavour crisp to bring the sweetness mixed with the kind of savoury magic they describe it. It's kind of a flavour for summer, they've announced. Tato are no stranger to this. They've had a Tato hot wings before.
Yeah.
A spice bag.
There was a spice bag there recently I saw floating about.
They also had bacon and cabbage, which I never tried, but I can't imagine it was too hectic.
Who comes up with this stuff?
I know. I'm kind of like, leave them alone. Now, in saying that, Andrea, I'm giving you your first taste.
Well,
here.
I'm after having the third crisp there anyway, after all my sleeping out about it.
I had two bags of them yesterday.
Do you like them?
I can't give out about them too much. Do you know what? I was saying this at home. I was like, they're very sweet,
yeah,
but they're slightly addictive. You kind of keep going back for more. There's that little sweet.
I think you can't beat a salt and vinegar cheese and onion crisp.
That's it. Salt and vinegar is top of the ladder for me. Yeah, well, do you know what? If people do want to try them, they're in shops now.
Yeah.
And they are a little bit addictive.
If you like an Ocean's crisp,
yeah,
I think.
Ocean's crisp. Yeah, that's
this is definitely this is definitely that.
Here we go. Three coffees. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I only ordered one. You said coffee. No, see, I said coffee.
Right.
As in, I really need coffee. You know?
No.
Coffee is a saying, like an exaggeration. It's a funny, desperate cry for caffeine.
Do you drink coffee,
Andrea? Yes, I have a bit of an issue, actually, with coffee. I had an issue with coffee.
Okay.
I mean, there was one point here when I was working early shifts, and this is no exaggeration. By about midday, I could have had about 9 to 10 coffees.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, I seriously, I had to have a chat with myself and cut back. So I'm now to, I try to have no more than 3 coffees.
Yeah.
I typically try to keep it to 2 throughout my entire work day. And it's now what, 25 to 2. I've had 3 coffees now today.
Yeah, I've also had 3 today, but it making it a Wednesday, would it make it any better for you?
No.
No. Well,
why?
Study from University of Oxford has found that Wednesday is the best day to drink coffee, or it tastes best on a
mid-week
Wednesday.
Midweek slump.
Yeah, this is it. You're hitting that midweek slump. You're coming over
you're
the
getting
hump.
Tired.
Hump day, as it's kind of known, which is kind of a bit of a notions thing again, people getting over this hump when it's in fact just another day. But they've polled 3,000 people in 11 countries between April 2024 and February 2025. And people found that kind of Wednesday was the optimal day for them to have their, like, their coffee that'll kick them into the weekend. It is getting to that point. You're kind of starting to look past Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's kind of the dullest day of the week, I suppose. People also said that mornings are the optimal time, obviously, to wake them up and stuff like that. But also sitting down with friends is their favourite time to drink coffee with no lid. Now, I'd be a bit opposed to that.
No, yeah, I typically like coffee in work, and I like it in the morning at the weekends, actually.
Yeah, I like coffee in work when I'm doing something, when I'm proactive, when I'm trying to get something done or using my brain a little bit and it kind of kickstarts.
Wednesday is the day for the introduction of a treat.
Yes,
that's what I find.
Absolutely.
You know, because you're in the whole, new week, new me, Monday, Tuesday, all that jazz. And then by Wednesday, it's falling off cliff.
Yeah, now in saying that, I did have a coffee here in work yesterday and Monday, and today I bought mine because I was like, a little treat to keep me over that hump.
Needs it. Listeners got in touch to tell us the best Irish crisps. It's not Tato or King, it's Manhattan crisps. They are by far the best if you can manage to get them.
I agree with that. Yeah, they're very strong
Manhattan
and
crisps.
A strong flavour.
Right, the first self-driving toilet. I heard about this morning.
Yeah, this is a mad story, Andrea. So it's coming out of a tech brand called Yuban in China. They've unveiled the world's first self-driving toilet that will bring the bathroom directly to you. So,
like, who's going to buy this?
This is crazy. Now, on the front of it, it's kind of like a toilet that drives into your bedroom in the middle of the night. No more getting up and down to go to the toilet.
I have serious issues around the cleanliness now of this thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's called Xiaoban, and it's retailing at around £3,200. So, like, that's a crazy amount to pay to go to the toilet.
You need your head checked now if you're spending that on this.
People on social media have joked that it's for lazy people or gamers, so people who'd be spending a lot of time online. But there are kind of knacks to it, like there's comfort and odour control, so there's a built-in warm water bidet wash, a heavy-duty odour neutralising system, and also the bot returns to its dedicated docking station.
It's like the robot Hoover.
This is it. It returns to its docking station and connects to the home's plumbing to allow down the one way, Andrea. And also the robot is self-cleaning with a UV light disinfection system.
I know that a lot of the Lunchtime Live listeners are exceptionally busy people, but there is nobody. I just don't believe there's anybody that busy that you couldn't find 2 minutes to get up your rear end and go to the toilet
and sit down on the loo and take 5 minutes.
You need to bring it to you. Like, I just don't accept anyone's that busy.
It put a smile on my face because it's kind of like the absolute intelligence to come up with something like this and the technology for a toilet to be driving around your house. But it won't be entering 5 Charlebont in Clontarf for my house anyway.
Anytime soon. Finally.
Yes, Andrea, this is my good story of the week.
Yeah, this is a great story. I thought of this myself.
It really is. I'm actually heading to Harry Styles myself this weekend on Saturday.
Where's that
on? It's on in Wembley, in London. So it's actually my first time going to London as well. So,
what?
Honest to God, I know we're only over the road. I'm a real leash man at heart, Andrea. But yes, Harry Styles has kind of kicked off this Together tour, and I've been kind of hooked to the videos because I'm going. But a clip appeared online yesterday morning of him, and he actually was saying hello to one very famous Irish person. So if you hear that at the very end there, he says, "Hi, Glenda."
Hi, Glenda, yeah.
Glenda Gilson.
He spotted her in the crowd while on stage singing the song, performing.
It's absolutely...
And he gave her a shout out. It was like, brilliant.
What I thought was great about it, people were like, oh, sure, it could be any Glenda. But when I took to Glenda Gilson's social media, there she was, very close to the stage. So Harry, obviously, former member of One Direction, he would have met Glenda Gilson a lot over the years when she worked on Expose and did different things like that. So she actually would have interviewed him quite a lot. And Glenda Gilson, obviously, gorgeous woman, but she has quite a recognisable face, I think. Like, anyone would pick her out of a lineup. She's kind of just very unique.
Yeah.
So I was like, he actually spotted Glenda Gilson.
Yeah.
None other than Glenda Gilson.
And he remembered who she was from the years of interviewing him, and he gave her a shout out.
You can see the cogs turning in his brain, and he's like, who's
that?
And
that face.
He turns back and goes, hi, Glenda.
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
A lovely moment.
It's a great story.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.